All right, listen, we're going to switch gears here. Moving to the next dipper, Bad Money. Bad Money. Have you heard about Bidenomics? Well, have you heard Biden use the term lately? Nope. If you remember back in January, he gave a speech or two where he's like, Bidenomics, whoop, whoop, and he was all for it. And they realized it wasn't resonating, like, at all, and they just quickly quit. And if you wonder for a second why Biden is doing what I would call friendly campaigning, like don't go places where it's scary. Don't go to some place where they might challenge you. Certainly don't, you know, ever agree to debate Trump. It's because they know that on issues like the economy, he cannot stand up under the scrutiny. It doesn't pass muster. You can literally go to the store right now. I mean, Charlene and I have been seeing it. She'll come over to the store and she'll say, I just spent $100 and I feel like all I got was a couple of loaves of bread and a few other odds and ends. And it's ridiculous what it costs right now to buy the most basic of commodities. I mean, the essentials. We're not even talking about, you know, crazy food. We're talking about the essentials like, you know, toilet paper, bread, lunch meat, milk, eggs. Just out of this world prices right now. But Congress is going to take action. Got a story here that I pulled off a local channel, WCNC, out of North Carolina, Charlotte, I believe. The federal government is pushing to make shrinkflation illegal. All right, you know what shrinkflation is, right? Shrinkflation is when they don't tell you that they put less in the box. They just charge you the same, make the box about the same size, but you got less in the box. And I think it sucks, personally. I don't think, though, that it is the federal government's role to tell people how much to put in the box. If the federal government's going to wind up creating the economy and blistering people's pocketbooks, the federal government should not then pretend that they aren't the cause of the problem by lashing out at the corporations who are merely trying to do what corporations have done since time immemorial, which is maintain their balance sheets. Profitability is what corporations are designed for. Now, if they're lying, if they're pretending, if they're trying to say, well, you're still getting three and there's really two in there, that's different. But if all they say is, well, here's 14 ounces of juicy juice, and you realize for the same price you used to get 16 ounces, that's not necessarily something that Congress, in my opinion, needs to just jump in with both feet. Shrinkflation, it says, is a covert way that companies raise their prices by slightly reducing the size of products. And then he goes on to say Biden even addressed it during a State of the Union. Yeah, sure he did. He tried to throw the corporations under the bus. But the Federal Trade Commission and Congress are trying to make this practice illegal by giving individual states the power to bring legal action against companies that continue to use shrinkflation. So that box of Cap'n Crunch over in California, it may cost you a whole lot more because, well, I don't know, they're 10 cents on the dollar tax out there. But they're putting less in the box. So Congress has got to get involved. I'm talking about bad money, y'all. Bad, bad money. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all. Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, don't forget, by the way, coming up top of the hour, we'll have former U.S. Attorney Jay Town calling in, talk about the Trump trial. But for right now, we're going to spend a few minutes on some bad money. Oh, my gosh. I'm about to tell you about a tax raise that I'm not hearing the press talk about much, and it needs to be talked about. Before I do that, though, I want to remind you guys real quickly of something new that just happened yesterday. We rolled out yesterday our brand new podcast. So Right Side Media, which is the owner of Right Side Radio, Right Side Media is the company. And we have not only the 5-day-a-week, 3-hour radio show, but then we also podcast the show, and that's available for replay online at all podcast locations. And then on top of that, we got a written op-ed that gets published in papers all over, or news outlets all over the state. And then on top of that, as of yesterday, there is the first in a series of podcasts that has dropped in for your viewing conservative pleasure. You can go to their website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the podcast tab. The newest podcast is called The Right Philosophy, and it's already got 3 episodes up with another one, we believe, coming out tomorrow. I think production's finished for tomorrow. And so, The Right Philosophy is available to you. Should be 1 a week. You're going to have 4 in the hopper on the first week in the whole production scheme. All right, let me jump back in here. Bad money. So you got shrinkflation. You got Congress going, we should do something about shrinkflation. How about this? Work on the economy. It's the economy, stupid. I mean, but we got to stop shrinkflation. No. You got to stop Biden. That's what you got to do. Stuff like, massive tranches of money being thrown at the economy while the supply chain is also disrupted, meaning you've got basically economics 101. You've got the ability to spend outweighing the ability to provide. And next thing you know, you've got just an absolute debacle. And inflation goes through the roof. We hit 40-year highs on inflation last year. We're still coming down off of it. Biden says, well, the economy's improving. Yeah, from the debacle you created, it's gotten a tad better. That's like saying the bathwater is not quite as steaming hot. But how about this? Story on Fox Business. Dateline yesterday, 3 days ago, April 20th. I have not heard this. Trump campaign blasts Biden for the largest tax hike ever as Americans face record high inflation. You know, if you're going to raise taxes, is there ever a good time? I don't know that there is. But there are certainly worse times. One of the worst times you can possibly choose to raise taxes is going to wind up being at a time when the economy is in a horrible condition and people are already strapped and all you're doing is taking more? What the heck, man? The campaign for former President Donald Trump. So my first thing was I almost ignored this because I thought, oh, it's campaign rhetoric. Then I realized they're quoting the Heritage Foundation and other, pretty serious organizations like the Tax Foundation. They say the President Trump's campaign says that we're looking at the largest tax hike ever, but here's the stats. It's part of Biden's $7.3 trillion budget plan for next fiscal year, 2025. It includes a $4.9 trillion tax hike and calls for unprecedented $86.6 trillion in spending over 10 years. It would also lead to what is some being said is to be the largest debt in American history. My gosh. Hang on, let's find out some more stuff about this. The Heritage Foundation, one of the most widely respected conservative institutions out there, the Heritage Foundation says the tax hikes amount to almost, quote, $36,000 in tax hikes per American family. What? Yes. Instead of being used to cut the deficit, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute who focuses on budget, tax, and economic policy, named Brian Riedel, he argued that roughly half of that revenue would just be plowed into new entitlement expansions. So they're not raising taxes to offset the deficit. They're not raising taxes to, help pay down expenses that we already have. No, they're raising it for more government spending. They're going to grow government. Here's what's planned. You ready for this? Brace yourselves, because I'm about to lay it on thick. Part of the proposal, according to the Tax Foundation's report earlier this month, is a 25% minimum tax rate on households worth more than $100 million, raising the capital gains tax, quadrupling the corporate stock buyback tax to 4%, raising the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21%. Good gosh. Increasing the Medicare tax paid by wealthy Americans, implementing a global minimum tax on multinational corporations, and closing the carried interest loophole used by private equity and hedge fund managers. Gonna make them pay their fair share. Fair share. This is what it's about, man. Angry Joe. I can see Angry Joe talking to us. This is what it's about, man. No joke. Corn Pop was a bad dude. Tax Foundation went on to say, higher taxes laid out in Biden's plan would reduce economic output by 2.2% in the long run, slash wages by 1.6%, and kill about 788,000 full-time jobs. That's the guy who wants to be president again. And here's the other thing. the audacity of this. It's like this. It's like the stuff that I'm talking about with Title IX earlier. The audacity here, the brashness, the complete devil may care attitude. Just literally like, what do you feel like doing today? I don't know. Would it be politically savvy to do it in election year? Ah, who cares? And just go do. Let's just raise taxes and give transgenders equal rights among women. Whoop, whoop. What could go wrong? Story here on PJ Media. In yonder Biden economy, says that purchasing a home, which has long been a part of the American dream, continues to grow more and more out of reach for the majority of Americans, as home buying costs have reached yet another record high. Mortgage rates have spiked again, according to Fox Business. I can just tell you right now, by the way, as an attorney who does real estate closings as part of my practice, it is in the tank. I mean, if you live in a hot economy like Huntsville, which is growing by leaps and bounds, largely because of all the government jobs that are coming in to Redstone Arsenal. But if you live in a place like Huntsville, yay, it's a buyer's market. It's also a seller's market. It's just like construction is through the roof. But in most of the world right now in the U.S., it's not good. Market conditions, it says, for home buyers remain challenging, with few homes listed and the cost for ownership still climbing. Despite strong fundamentals for demand from demographics and a strong labor market, many first-time buyers are being shut out. Findings from Redfin, national organization, Redfin show the combination of steep mortgage rates and elevated home prices has pushed the median monthly house payment to a record $2,775. That's an 11% increase over this time last year. If monthly house payments are 11% higher than they were this time last year, that is a national trend that does not bode well for the economy. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said Thursday that the average rate on a 30-year loan this week crossed the 7% threshold for the first time this year. Good gosh, the average rate's over 7%. Listen, y'all, I was closing loans just, 2 years ago? I was closing loans. I was seeing some in the twos. Now, a few folks had to buy their points down, but I was still seeing loans in the twos. Charlene and I built our house, and of course, we had to finance the construction loan and all that. I got 3.25, and that was, 4 years ago. Right now, people are praying for something in the high sixes, but they're getting the sevens. Down from a peak of 7.7%, by the way, last fall. Good gosh. It remains sharply higher than the pandemic-era lows of just 3%. Yeah. So that's where we are right now with bad money being slung out there by Biden. Meanwhile, though, just so you know, if you want to protest Hamas on an Ivy League campus, go for it, because he still wants to pay off your student loans. Yes, this will be great. Why don't we, here's an idea. $140 billion that the American public didn't sign up for, but we're going to tell them they have to pay, so that some student who got their underwater basket weaving degree from an Ivy League school while they protested Israel is going to be able to get their loans paid off. This would be great. So the White House has so far announced $150 billion in so-called student loan forgiveness programs over the last year, following the Supreme Court's June decision to reject unilateral loan cancellations. Yeah, Supreme Court has spoken. Ah, who cares? This is part of that audacity thing. We just know what's best. And you like Supreme Court people, you don't understand. The Education Data Initiative, a think tank on, education data, reported an outstanding federal student loan debt balance of $1.6 trillion with 43.2 million borrowers. And federal loans are 92% of all student loan debt. Biden's just going to start paying them off. Be great. Where's that money coming from? You and I. So yeah, you and I are taking care of that. It's just, hey, do your part, man. What are you complaining about? Meanwhile, if you're a conservative, you may have to worry about this new thing that I talk about after the break called debanking. The heck is debanking? Well, it's when you got the bank taking you out of the bank. We'll take a break right now. When we come back from this break, I will tell you more about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Mike from Athens, he says in the text messages, when is the first Trump-Biden debate? I'd love to hear Trump bury him over his policies. Oh, I see what he's saying now. I think he said this earlier. I thought he meant when was the first. He's saying when is the first. Yeah, there won't be one. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I don't think there will be.
No, I don't think so.
I think Biden right now is hiding. He's hiding Biden, and he is doing everything he can to pretend that it's high and mighty for him to be able to avoid the unseemly aspect of being on stage with someone who's being tried for a criminal prosecution. It's just,
if there is one, it's gonna be funny.
It's going to be a hoot, man.
They need to put it on Netflix or something.
Democrats won't do it. They
pay-per-view.
Yeah, the rumble in the jungle on pay-per-view. Democrats don't want to take the risk of Biden being on stage for 90 minutes. They don't. It's hard enough having him on stage, so to speak, for, 30 seconds with the Marine One rotors already going in the background. He's like, huh? What'd you say? Huh? Got to get some ice cream. Heading over to Rehoboth Beach for the 97th time. Francisco from Huntsville says, McDonald's shrinkflated their fries over 20 years ago. 20 years ago? Yeah, they did. Duff from Huntsville says, talking about shrinkflation, says, house brand chips, better than Lay's. And if you're going to have to need chicken wings for anything like a big cookout, that's the place to go, much cheaper. Oh, the place to go. I'm sorry, he just said something. Oh, Aldi. Okay, he's a big Aldi fan. So Aldi's getting free advertising right now. Yeah. Am I saying that right? Aldi?
We say Aldi.
A-L-D-I. In our house. It's A-L-D-I.
It's Aldi.
Aldi.
But Aldi. Just because it's cheaper doesn't mean it's better, because sometimes cheaper means it's good on your wallet, bad on your health.
Yeah, sometimes you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's giving me all the names of stores he likes and doesn't like. So anyway, thank you, Duff. Russell from Rural Route 1. That's the one that I have the hardest time saying. Russell from that road that's hard for me to say.
You said it just a second ago.
Russell from Rural Route 1.
Okay, now you're messing it up.
Rural Route 1. Anyway, 25% of homes purchased last year were bought by investment firms to turn into rentals. You know what, Russell? I've heard that. And I should have gone and pulled it. If you got an article on that, Russell, go ahead and text it over to me. I think that's worth checking out. That's also a clear indication of someone who's buying low and selling high, so to speak. John from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, pretty soon there's going to be a commercial that has some of those popular athletes. It's going to sound like this. Why is my basketball the size of a baseball? Why is a baseball the size of a golf ball? Why is my golf ball the size of a marble? Answer, shrinkflation. It's time to make stuff big again. Okay, John, that's pretty awesome. Devin from Brownsboro says, which is worse, Bidenomics or Obamanomics? What's your philosophy? My philosophy is the one that we're in is currently the worst. The Obama economy was pretty bad. We saw the crash. We saw some things, but nothing like what we see now. 40-year highs on gas prices, 40-year highs on inflation. The lovely Charlene just sent me the proper phraseology that the rate of inflation is cooling, but prices are not dropping. That's a clear indication that we are in a stagnant economy. Chad, the checking in says, old school ruffian checking back in. Happy to be listening again. Sorry for my leave. Chad, we have missed you. Glad you're here, brother. Welcome back. All right, one more thing before the top of the hour. And don't forget, we're changing gears. We'll talk about the Trump trial with former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne calling in. There's an article here on Fox News. This is maddening to me. A group of 15 financial officers representing 13 states issued a warning to Bank of America over its practices of what they call, quote, politicized debanking that targets conservatives. So what are we talking about? We're talking about things like Advanced Ministries, a Christian charitable organization that just suddenly found themselves without a bank account because Bank of America shut them down. Why? They wouldn't say. This has been going on for too long. There's the accounts for the Timothy II Project International, which trains pastors in more than 65 countries. Bank of America froze their accounts. And preacher Lance Wallnau, for allegedly laundering money. And then it unfroze his account, after they asked him a whole bunch of evasive questions about his activities. The letter stated that Bank of America's actions strongly suggested that systemic drivers of religious and political bias may be at work within the company as a whole. That, listen, bank, that is not your role. Not your role at all. This has been going on for a while, but it's finally coming to a head. Kentucky State Auditor Allison Ball said Americans should never have to worry that their financial decisions will be weaponized against them. This practice has become all too common, and banks must urgently course correct to uphold their fiduciary duties and safeguard the constitutional freedoms. Why did I put this in here? Because it's sort of like what I said yesterday. There are, for instance, unions. There are transgender activists. There are students calling for death to Israel, all of whom feel empowered by the environment that we are in, which is a direct result of who is leading that environment, which is the Biden administration. And so when Bank of America begins to, quote, debank people because they are conservative in terms of their policies or the things they're active for, when conservative Christian groups are losing their bank accounts and struggling to recoup their assets, that is blatant discrimination. And we now have a brand new word, debanking. But you got them being called out. 15 financial officers from various states, like auditors, are now saying enough's enough and don't do it in our state. The letter points out to Bank of America their low ranking on what's known as the Viewpoint Diversity Score Business Index, which is a benchmark for measuring corporate respect for free speech and freedom of religion. Yeah, go figure. But I guarantee you the Human Rights Campaign and any LGBTQ activism group is not losing their account. Not at all. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears. We're going to come back and we're going to jump right on in to dipper number three on this amazing Taco Tuesday. Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney, calling in. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.